The 2020 election is almost over, and since we've already done our part by voting, what do we do now?
Now what?
I'm Emily Bose, and this is Smart Citizen. Hopefully you went out to the polls on election day or before and made informed choices to vote this year. I hope that our voting prep tips and how to make a plan to vote videos were helpful for you, as well as all of the interviews that we did with different candidates to help you be informed. And I hope that you were able to go out and vote with confidence this year.
It's a lot of reading. I went in with good intentions. The first third, I read every line. I was like, informed decision.
Well, now that the voting is done, there's still plenty more that we can do to be involved, understand our government, and use our voice as smart citizens. We're going to talk about so many things in the future, but one quick and easy thing that I want you to keep in mind right now is to stay engaged. I know it can be really easy right now, especially because it's during the holidays, we all want to relax and kick back a little bit, and that is really important to take time to do. I've done some of it myself. I've taken some breaks and been with family and gotten refreshed and rested. And by all means, take the time to do that. But then come back and stay engaged in what's happening in your state and local politics. Because the thing is, a lot of things were accomplished in this election that are going to have an immediate and significant impact on your daily life through your local government. And even though, as of the recording of this video, we're still waiting on the final certified results of the presidential election, a lot has already been decided and certified and finalized in those local and state elections. So the first easy thing you can do is just Google who won the elections in your city and your state and your county.
So who won? The losers?
No, they lost.
Losers.
Find out which people actually won their elections. And if you didn't already, look into them. Find out what they stand for and what they're hoping to accomplish. And find out their contact information. Reach out to them. Get to know what they're all about and find out how you can be involved in the process of, depending on your views, either helping them accomplish their goals or maybe standing up against their goals, depending on your perspective.
What I hear when I'm being yelled at is people caring loudly at me.
There are going to be many city council, school board, and other significant meetings between now and the end of the year and going into next year. A lot of decisions are going to be made that are going to have a significant impact on your life. So please take a look, find out where those are happening. You can either go in person. A lot of them are streaming online and you can watch them. And sometimes you can submit questions digitally and have a voice in the process of what's happening in your city, on your school board, and with other local and municipal things that are going on right now. There are many boards and commissions that you can actually apply to be part of as a citizen. We're going to talk about that more in future videos.
Or I'll call the Brute Squad.
I'm on the Brute Squad.
You are the Brute Squad.
Look out for those opportunities where you can plug in and actually be a part of the decision makers and the movers and shakers in your city on a governmental level. While you're looking into the candidates, if you're here in Virginia Beach, you are in luck because we actually spoke to almost every single person that won their elections on a local level here in our city. The only person that we did not have a chance to speak with was the mayor, who did end up winning re-election. My congratulations to Mayor Bobby Dyer. I hope that we can speak in the future, and I wish you all the best in your new term as mayor. The other people that we were able to have interviews with that ranged from anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour, we had some great conversations where we really dug into what they were hoping to accomplish in office, what some of their views were on different critical issues, as well as ways for citizens to be involved. Every single conversation we had, really important, practical ideas that came up for ways that citizens could participate in local government and be involved in the processes of the things that school board or city council is working on.
That's a lot of information to get in 30 seconds.
I extend my sincere congratulations to all the people who won their city council races, Rosemary Wilson, Sabrina Wooten, Jessica Abbott, and Michael Berlucci. It was a pleasure speaking with each of you, and congratulations on your wins there. Also to the people who won their school board races, Beverly Anderson, Vicky Manning, Trinace Riggs, Jessica Owens, and newcomer to the school board, Jennifer Franklin. Congratulations to every one of you. I also really enjoyed speaking with each of you and learning about your passion for our students and the school board, and I'm excited to see everything that each one of these people accomplishes during their next term on these really critical city council and school board. If you would like to watch my interviews with each one of these candidates, they are very easy to find. You can watch the full interviews on my YouTube or Facebook pages. You can also watch the first 15 minutes on IGTV, and then the audio of the entire conversations is on our podcast that you can find anywhere you listen to podcasts, anywhere you want to find us. We're Smart Citizen USA. So grateful for every single person that tuned in on all of those interviews and asked questions or helped me connect with some of those candidates. And a special thank you to every single one of the candidates that came on and did interviews with me. I really, really appreciated all of your time and effort and sincerity in asking and answering questions. It was so good to connect with each one of you. And I'm really proud that we have so many high quality people in our city and willing to invest in our city. And my thanks to every single person who interviewed, whether you won your election or not. I appreciate anyone who's willing to put time into serving our city and our community. And I sincerely thank you for putting in the effort to support and build up our city through your campaign. I am so excited to see how we continue on this journey together. Please like, subscribe, follow, heart, double tap, do all the things, and share this episode with one of your friends that's trying to figure out what on earth they're supposed to do now that the election year is coming to a close. I'll see you next time.